The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Nathan Rayner, Operations Director of Bahamas Petroleum Company. BPC is the ticker there. Nathan, thanks for joining me.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Now, you've just released an operational update, Trinidad and Tobago and Suriname, and we'll dig into details around that in a bit. Before we do, Nathan, for people maybe have never heard of Bahamas Petroleum or know about it but not that familiar with it, just give us a brief summary as to what Bahamas is all about, please.
Yes, of course. Bahamas Petroleum, BPC, is a international oil and gas company that spans the full spectrum of exploration to production assets. We have a particular focus on the Atlantic margin, and in that area we already have our flagship Perseverance 1 well that we're planning to drill in December, a material prospect that we have there, and we have production in our Trinidad and Tobago operations, and we're expanding our operations into the nearby Suriname and further exploration opportunities in Uruguay as well. So we are looking for opportunities that are both large in scale, and then we deploy our technical expertise in order to unlock those potentials, through the production techniques all the way through the exploration and development.
Mm-hmm. Marvellous stuff. Okay, let's talk about the update here. It's nearly 3 months into the merger with Columbus. So how have you prioritised your activities, and what are the major highlights for Trinidad, Nathan?
Yeah, thanks. Look, we've done exactly what we do, and that is to go in, use our scientific background, our technology understanding, and we focus on collecting the right information. We study it, and then we utilise it to make the best decisions possible. And this is what we've done in Trinidad already. We've taken this bottom-up approach to all of our activities, from looking at the 3D seismic that has already been acquired and sending that off for reprocessing. We've looked at all the wells and production data, looked at where we can improve our production potential, all the reservoir performance data, the pressure data, and looked at how we can enhance the recovery of all of our fields. So we've taken the large historical data that we've got, we've analysed it, and we've looked at every single field at ways that we can do it better. In terms of highlights, we are seeing improvements in baseline production through increased wells online, workover frequency and new designs. This has helped us to arrest the production decline and taking the necessary steps to achieve our 2020 goal of 500 barrels of oil per day. We have received all the necessary approvals for phase three of our CO2 pilot in its Trinity with our joint venture partners, Predator. We are looking forward to seeing the enhanced production rates in the coming week. And thirdly, we are rapidly advancing our plans for the drilling of the Saffron 2 well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you've got a sort of immediate target of 500 barrels of oil per day. How do you plan to achieve that then?
Yeah, look, for the last 3 months, we've already increased our workover frequency rate by 20%. It means we're all undertaking 20% more workovers any given week or month than we were in the first half of the year. This has allowed us to maintain and improve the number of wells that we have online, and we will continue to do this over the next few months. But we're also looking at different incremental projects as well. These are projects that will enhance our flow from each well. Mm-hmm. In order to do this, we have contracted a third rig for a minimum of 3 months that will increase our activities. These projects will be accessing new oil, either through adding perforations or removing damage from the wells so that they can flow better. As a result, this should provide us impetus to move past the 500 barrel a day target, which is an important milestone for us, even at a modest $40 oil price, because we are able to achieve an operating break even. And once we're above this, either through further production growth or increased in oil price, we generate surplus cash flow for the benefit of the BPC group.
Excellent stuff. And with respect to Saffron 2, can you give us a bit more detail on that, Nathan?
Yes, of course. So earlier in the year, the group drilled the Saffron discovery. This particular discovery uncovered a potential for up to 10 million barrels of recoverable, which is equivalent to producing about 2,000 barrels of oil every day for 10 years. The initial well, Saffron 1, was drilled to 4,500 feet and counted oil at each of the target levels, including the middle and the lower crews. The Saffron 2 well, which is now scheduled for Q1 next year, will target these same locations, but specifically in a location to get it a thicker oil interval. The well's been designed to be brought online immediately following its drill and will provide the information necessary to progress to field development in the second half of 2021. In the full development of the Saffron field, we believe that there's potential for an excess 20 wells, which will significantly contribute to our 2021 targets of 2,500 barrels a day, or fivefold increase from where we are today.
Yeah, okay. And there's a lot of talk about the sort of growing oil industry in Suriname. Can you explain the activities you have going on there, Nathan?
Yeah, we've had a long interest in Suriname through previous companies that various members of our management have worked in, and also a watching brief as a BPC. And it's very encouraging to see what's happening in Suriname with the offshore discoveries. And so the inclusion of Suriname into the BPC portfolio was seen as a natural fit to our experience as offshore explorers, but also as our experience as onshore producers, as we do in Trinidad. So since we've merged with Columbus, we've been able to collate the large existing database we have on our big NRZ license onshore Suriname. We've then undertaken petrophysical and reservoir studies to confirm the potential of the wells that are in the field and the reservoirs and the oil potential. We've then done the drilling, extended well test and environmental management plans that are required to kick off that project. They've all been submitted to the relevant authorities for approval. And it's our expectation that we'll be able to drill in Q1 next year and begin the extended well test shortly thereafter, allowing us to fully appraise the potential of that particular asset that we have. And we're very excited about that.
Excellent stuff. Okay. If you could, Nathan, every day in the podcast, I highlight the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. So for someone to do that, obviously get on the list, people need to hit that follow button. So give us three quick reasons why someone should hit that follow button and add Bahamas Petroleum to their watch list, please.
Look, it's very exciting to be a part of BPC at this time, and with particular focus today on Trinidad and how we're growing there and growing into Suriname, that is definitely something to watch. But the Perseverance 1 well is going to be a major milestone for the company. We've been working on the Bahamas exploration potential for quite a number of years now, and that is going to really be a milestone event for the company. So that's on track to be drilled in mid-December, and we're really looking forward to that. That's not to minimise the importance of what's going on Trinidad at the moment. You'll be able to watch us hit our targets this week. We've set ourselves very clear targets around producing 500 barrels a day, which we will do before the end of the year, and watching that grow next year. And we will also, in the coming month, be delivering our first CPR, so you can watch us grow our reserves over that time too. And then the third and key thing we're going to do is we're going to actually go and do what we say we're going to do, and that's to go and drill our wells in Suriname and our well in Saffron 2 well, which will set us up for significant growth in terms of production and in revenue in 2021.
Excellent stuff. Nathan, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you for your time.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.